Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. It's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Goddamn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And hit us up at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. We missed y'all. We was on vacay, but we back, and we messier than ever. So let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star, what's the deal?
Hey,
yo,
what's up,
everybody? What's popping out there? What's good with everybody?
The squad is in the building.
The champs is here. You know what
it
is.
Did y'all have a good holiday?
What's
did y'all eat good? Do all that good shit? Y'all had a good time? Nice holiday or what?
Oh, I worked.
Oh, okay. You was getting the bag.
I worked too.
I was working hard,
you know. So, exactly. Exactly.
I work every holiday.
Give me all of them, everyone. Cause shit, when I get off, then I commence to doing what I want to do. Till then, give me the money. Hey, but man, I had a good holiday. You know what I'm saying? Got to see some family and stuff like that. It was, you know, it was nice. You know what I'm saying? Spent some time with my little cousin. Got a new addition to the family, a beautiful little girl. You know what I'm saying? So, adding to the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
The fellas was. Yeah, the fellas was catching up. You know, we had to shut it down. You know, we can't have them going ham like that or nothing, you know. So, yeah, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we back, and this is what it is. We got super messy shit going on for y'all today. So we going to get really quickly into these Dollhouse announcements, and then we be right back with the mess, all that, and get into that where they do that.
Uh-huh.
So let's go. Dollhouse announcements. Royalty.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. all shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you just tuning in with us, you hear we're all talk no filter at Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, push that one. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take it back. But it's time for that. Where they do that at?
Yeah. Let's talk about where they do that at. I got two stories. I don't even know which one I want to go first. It's just so fucked up. All right, let me go with this one. All right, so everybody knows RIP to the great, the legendary Aretha Franklin. She recently passed away, left all of us. Really a R&B soul legend, a queen in all respect. But during her funeral service, pop sensation Ariana Grande, she was in attendance and
she was doing a performance.
She did an amazing job. I don't really get a chance to listen to her music all like that, but when I, you know, catch an ear drift, I listen, I like what I hear. But she was performing it, and she was, you know, performing a couple songs by Aretha Franklin. Now, this story, ladies and gentlemen, I was cracking myself up because this is like a script out of a bad movie, like a Tyler Perry play.
It was
like that, and it was set up so perfectly. Like, I was like, this shit is strategic. But Ariana Grande, she was performing Aretha Franklin's hit song, You Make Me Feel Like a Woman. While she was singing, after she got done singing that, the bishop, the senior pastor, Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, was caught saying some very inappropriate things about Ariana Grande. And also you can see him as she's like, you know, under him, she's like, he's like holding her side. You can actually see a glimpse of him, you know, copping a little feel from her, you know, right breast. It's crazy.
Fabulous.
While he was on there, he made a statement. When he was on there, he said a statement like, he said, when I seen Ariana Grande at the program, I thought it was a new something at Taco Bell. That cheesy ass pickup line that he said that when he looked at her, he looked like she was like a hot new menu off of Taco Bell. That's exactly what he said. He was rusting. He felt that all the way down in his loins. All the way down. He said he gave that little, you know, that little grunt. You know, that little grunt. You know, us guys, we see something like, he gave that little grunt. You know, He felt that down in his loins. All the way down. So he came out with a statement because he was getting some backlash from it. He apologized for, he said he didn't mean no ill will, no ill intention. He said that he might have crossed lines by going, being too friendly, but he would never go and just, you know, start caressing a woman's breast. This is like a bad Tyler Perry movie where you got the preacher who's a pervert, and you got the pop sensation coming back to the church to get fondled by the police. I mean, I said police. By the preacher. And on top of that, she just got done singing, You Made Me Feel Like a Woman. I swear to God, that shit was like so strategic how it went down. What y'all think about that?
I saw the
I saw the video. It was funny. I'm sorry. I was laughing. But I laughed at the part with the Taco Bell shit. But that was funny. You know what I'm saying? But then when you got a chance to access the video, kept going, and you seen him, he was gripping and getting tighter and pulling her closer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh. And whoever shot the video, they circled in directly on his hand and her titty.
Uh-huh.
And he was getting closer and snatching her. I don't look like he was trying to get a feel to me.
No,
he holding her like that?
He got total fucking side boob, dog. I saw that video, and it pisses me off because it's already such a dark cloud over people of the cloth. That pisses me off when the cloth is a position of power because people want to trust in their church. It's like your second fucking home. When you can't go home, you can always trust in the house of the Lord or whoever you choose to worship to. I thought that shit was horrible. And then, you know what I'm saying, brother, really? That's what you wanted to do on this particular day is Copperfield? I saw that shit. That shit was not cool. You know what I'm saying? He probably made her feel real fucked up. Real talk, I'm a big Ariana fan. And she's been off the scene ever since those people got shot at her concert. That shit fucked her up. She didn't come out with nothing. She was quiet at the church mouse. She was ruined for a minute. And then she finally started coming back around. So for her to be put in that position trying to pay homage to somebody that she probably had the utmost respect for, and for him, this nigga, that's all I could call him, is this nigga, to do something like that. I thought that shit was in hella bad taste. And that was fucked up of him to do that. You know what I'm saying? And he needed to be called on it. You know what I'm saying? Because people use their positions like that all the time to take advantage of people. That shit's fucked up. And I hope he get what's coming to his ass. I'll be trying to press charges on that nigga. Fuck him. That's some bullshit. Because people trust in the church. He was wrong for that shit. It might have tickled motherfuckers, but that was wrong of him to do what the fuck he did, flat out.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Since it has, like, you know, being a man or a woman of the cloth, it has a stigma on it. It has a stigma
absolutely.
On it, and it's just you're not you know, now me basically, I'm just basing, you know, I don't give a damn about religion or all like that anyway, but the fact that you're just, it's weird, like you're breathing new life into, you know, the stereotypes of what's happening. And it's real fucked up that not only happened, but that happened in front of everybody. Like,
right.
Everybody. Like, that's fucked up.
That nigga didn't even try to conceal the shit. He was bald as a motherfucker.
That was deep.
With all this stuff that's going on right now, with them pressing back against the church, you know, all of a sudden motherfuckers are like, oh, my God, we got to draw attention to the Vatican. What's going on in the Vatican? Oh, my God. Oh, they're molesting and doing this and doing that and being inappropriate. Really? Oh, my God. No, not the Vatican. Get the fuck out of here. This shit been going on for hundreds of years. That the people, cowards, pedophiles, molesters hide behind the badge of the cloth, the hand of God. They do it every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a damn shame that people get away with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it was in bad taste. It was fucked up for him to do what he did, especially in a time of mourning for someone. You know what I'm saying? And he tried it. I mean, fuck it. He tried it. He got that off. He got that off, but I hope it come back around to bite him in the ass. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, this next one is kind of crazy. Anybody out there, you play a game. Have you ever been so frustrated? Like, how frustrated have you been, like, playing a game, STL, Niecy?
Shit, the game of life? Because, like, video games, I haven't played them since really I was a little kid. So you're talking about the game of life. A bitch gets frustrated every day. Are we talking about that? What are we doing?
No, word up. No doubt. But I'm actually talking about, you know, games. You know, you might not play a system, but, you know, maybe you have, like, a little game on your phone that you do in your spare time, you know, Angry Birds and
right,
shit
right.
like that. Just, like, a little game and everything like that. Now, this nigga right here, I won't even call him a nigga, but his name is David Crash. He's a 24-year-old gamer. He's a pro gamer, an elite programmer of Madden. He played Madden 19. His screen name was Bread or Sliced Bread.
Sliced bread.
I didn't know this, but you, yeah, yeah, that was his thing was either bread or sliced bread. But I didn't know that, you know, the whole Madden tournament, like people really have tournaments of other players actually playing against each other. Like it's almost as big as like the football itself. People really come to these events to watch different players, you know, to do it. But
big money in it too.
There was something weird about this. Yeah, but there was something weird about this guy. This guy never showed emotion. Like, there's videos of him winning and losing. He has the same straight-ass face, no emotion in his face, in his eyes, in his facial structure. He's antisocial. I want to say it was like a week ago, Kratz lost a game in a tournament in Jacksonville. And he ended up killing two gamers and wounding about 11 others. And then after that, he turned and killed himself because he lost the game. Now, the live stream of the tournament actually has an audio of them actually, like, having an altercation where he lost. You can hear the gunshots in the background and them screaming, the dude saying, what did he shoot me with and everything like that. He shot at a 22-year-old guy by the name of Elijah Clayton. He was shot to death. Now, where do they do that at where people get mad at themselves losing at a tournament and they got to go off and buck off everybody else?
I mean, for real, it's the same to me, in my opinion, as motherfuckers who, if you getting your ass whooped, instead of taking that motherfucking lick and you want to go to your trunk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's always somebody bigger, badder, and better than you are. Please know that. Regardless of who you think you are, there's somebody that can whoop that ass. Whether you think you can be whooped or not, and it's some good fighters, but you know what I'm saying? Whether it comes to being on a video game or in just real fucking life, it's somebody bigger or better, badder, that can do things better than you. You just got to be able to suck it the fuck up, fuck up, and maybe you can do it better next time. But other than that, all that, man, going, you know, killing people, it's one, it's a fucking game. I mean, I know it's money in it. People get big, big pockets, you know what I'm saying, and prizes and stuff like that for winning these gaming tournaments. It's a huge thing. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I mean, to take a person's life because you just didn't cut it, I mean, you was a sad motherfucker for that. Was he a Caucasian gentleman?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay, I'm not surprised for some reason. I'm not surprised at that.
Actually,
the funny thing was
I was actually reading some of the comments from, you know, people. He has a Jewish last name, and I remember some like. There was an argument on one of the comments where they were saying, he's not white, he's Jewish.
Huh?
I was like, because, you know, yeah, there was people who was making a comment about this story, and they were saying, you know, another crazed white guy and everything like that, going off and bucking off and killing people. And somebody made a comment saying, he's not white, he's Jewish. I was like, oh, they trying to separate. They trying to separate now. They trying to say we don't got nothing to do with that. He's Jewish. I just thought that shit was funny. But nah, like on some real shit, like niggas is really bucking off. Like they were saying that he, like his whole personality, like when you meet a person who has a personality of a potato, the nigga has no emotion. If he wins something, he don't show emotion. If he lost, he don't show emotion. It's just
got that
there
resting
was
bitch
up with him.
That's what it's called.
Yeah,
resting,
just all the time. Like,
I
yeah,
have
that. Like,
that's what I have.
Like
no
he
emotion.
Just he was like he yeah, just no emotion. Like he was just stuck. Like he just had no emotion. They said like he's so antisocial, there was like other players like trying to shake his hand after, you know, a game, whether he win or lost, and he wouldn't even shake their hand, wouldn't even look them in the eye, wouldn't look nobody in the eye. He would do videos with the actual commentators, and the commentators is actually the same commentators who be speaking at the actual game. And the one commentator said he keeps to himself, he's not here to make any friends. Trying to get him to talk about anything deeper other than what he's doing right now is like pulling teeth. So he was already a weird one from the get-go when he was playing. He was just a ticking time bomb, just like all these other school shooters and shit, just a ticking time bomb.
I mean, he sound more like a, I mean, I understand the resting bitch face, but he sound more like a sociopath. If he just wanted no type of interaction, didn't want to talk, you can't wipe no smile off my face. If I'm winning money,
look at
you're not getting a smile off my face.
Y'all should look him.
I'm going to the grave with that
y'all
smile.
Y'all should look
face.
Him up. Y'all should look him up. His face, he has like no, he shows no emotion. He has the same fucking face. One time he took a picture, he won a championship back in 2017, and they took a picture of him. His smirk just went up just like 2 inches, but he still had that same motherfucking face that he always had. I know, he was a sociopath or the nigga was doing Botox injections.
Stone face ass. I don't know. I mean, that's fucked up that people had to die in a situation. At the end of the day, it's a fucking
it's
a game. Your pride hurt. I get it. You didn't win your love. What is it? The Warriors or what? Call of Duty or whatever y'all be doing all that. I don't know. I'm not a gamer. You know, I don't really fuck around because I don't play games. But I mean. That's crazy. It's getting to a point where you just can't do shit. You can't do shit. People fuck it up for everybody. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to church. You can't go to the mall. You can't do nothing. Shit, you come to the point in St. Louis, they've been shooting their motherfuckers just driving down the highway. Come on, dog. You can't do shit. You can't even go see your people on the south side because I'm not going nowhere near 44 or 55. Because if you stay over there, you won't be seeing me. I'm good. You better come my way. So it's just crazy. People are fucked up out here, and we need to do better as a whole. I'm not, you know, saying colors, but anything like that. But as a whole, we as a people, as a population, need to do better. Just flat out.
Yeah,
we're
going through it. We going through it here in Buffalo too. Shit is out of control.
Right, and it's crazy. Like, you can't feel safe just to go do the average everyday things that you do to function, just to go to work. Like, you might not make it home from work. Your kids fuck around, don't make it home from school. Damn, we just trying to go play in the sandbox. We can't just go to school, go to work, hit a 9 to 5, none of that. Come on, man. Just we as a people, no color, have to do better. As one species, there's one humans. We're all human beings. We as human beings need to do better, flat out. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's crazy. Rest in peace to the people that got hurt. You know, prayers up for their family. And y'all motherfuckers do better with y'all sensitive ass. Anyway, we're going to get into a quick little, you know, 420 somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into a quick break, and then we're going to come back and see what's going on in that hot seat, man. Oh, my goodness. So much going on. Ridiculous. So let's go and get this break, this smoke break. Smoke them if you got them. Let's do that Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead. Let's go. Dollhouse.
You see with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need 2 life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like Top Dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a Hall of Fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it. I made 500,000 and I freaked
it.
I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I
freaked it. I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it? I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady, daddy, daddy, slime on me now. Bad things I'm serving, put me in the car. Lady, daddy, daddy, motherfucker, no. Chitty, chitty, bang, murder everything.
Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah. Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purists. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Yeah, that was that Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead. You just not tuning in, you on All Talk No Filth on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. So now we on to the hot seat. Okay. If you have not, you could have been under a rock. I don't know. We're going to start off with Cardi versus Nicki. Okay. If you have seen this video, Niecy, I want to go to you first, mommy, the mom on the line. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Allegedly, you know what I'm saying, well, they've been going back and forth. They've been throwing little subliminal shots back and forth at each other recently, you know what I'm saying, Cardi at the VMAs, you know, took a little shot, allegedly, you know what I'm saying, towards Nicki. So, recently, they were at the same fashion, the same show. Same venue, and they get into this big fucking brawl. Now, don't get it twisted, motherfucker. Cardi got a knot on her head, but that knot on her head is not from Nicki. Nicki was cowering like a little bitch in the corner. Apparently, what was told to sources was that she got elbowed by security that was attempting to break them up because Cardi was coming.
What they trying to say is raw. But wait, they're trying to say it's Ra Ali that jumped up, you know what I'm saying, and punched Nicki. We haven't had no confirmation of that.
No confirmation.
You know what I'm saying? There's no confirmation of it. But then if she's saying security. She may not have realized, you know, this is my thing. Nicki better watch any motherfucking way, because how you buddy-buddy with your enemy's best friend? Ra Ali was just buddy-buddy with Remy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they was like Ace Boom Bop. Like, two, you know, them bitches was glued to the hip. How you hanging with the bitch, though, now? You know what I'm saying?
Might have been
trying
to get the tea, though.
Relevant.
You know what I'm saying?
Might have been trying to get the
shit from her.
Ra trying to stay relevant. I also seen Ra when somebody made a comment. I can't say it. I don't remember exactly who it was, but I did see it on Instagram. Someone made a comment and was talking some shit about, I guess, Nicki, you know, because she's been clapping at everybody now. You know what it is? Trying to stay alive. You know what I'm saying? But she's been coming at everybody. Motherfuckers who ain't even been fucking with her saying nothing, she's coming at them. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to stay relevant because she sees how it works for people like Maddie, people like Akaya, you know, but that's what they do. You're not a blogger. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make yourself a blogger. She's stepping in another lane. You know, and at the end of the day, she better be real fucking careful. I'm just like, for real, because not for nothing, Cardi's still a street bitch.
All
and
day,
I guarantee
baby.
You, this shit ain't over. Cardi don't give a fuck about, at the end of the day, she'll give it all up just to get at that bitch like that's her first baby.
So,
at the end of the fucking day,
let me ask you a question, though.
I'm not saying
if
it's right.
If she said
I'm not
something about her
right.
baby, when she said, allegedly, that was over her saying something about her baby, you know what I'm saying? If she said something about her baby at that moment, was that whole scene justified? Really?
No, I'm not
was
saying
it
it's
serious?
Right. I'm not saying it's right. What I think is, for Cardi, is she had enough. Now, Cardi, all this time, we never knew why. We all thought that when we saw them talking
And, you know, why Cardi was dressed with that little thing over her head with the white cream-colored gown and all the sequin stuff while she was pregnant. When we all saw the picture and they took that picture together, they probably did that. Cardi just sucked it up and was like, okay, fine. Because Cardi thought things were squashed. But Cardi, we never knew that Cardi actually pressed her and must have said, well, why are you talking this and saying that? And Nicki copped the plea. Cardi never been speaking. Now, I'm going to say this. Cardi never spoke no negative of, or even let anybody know what their conversation was about. Cardi kept that shit to herself. She never said she pressed Nicki all the time. We kept wondering why the fuck Nicki, after they talking, and you thinking everybody buddy, but you know, not buddy, but cool. We wonder why Nicki come out and say some old smart shit out the blue about Cardi. Cardi never clapped back at her about those things. You know what I'm saying? She left it alone. It probably sat in the back of her head. We probably seen her again, you know, pressed her. You know, I thought all this shit was cool. I thought all this shit was done. You know what I'm saying, bitch? Why you keep coming at me? You know what I'm saying? Cardi left that. It seemed like it happened two times. She put in that statement. It happened two times. All this time, the public thought they had made up. They thought, but then all of a sudden, Nicki would come back with some old rah-rah shit. But you keep coming back. That's
the kind of girl she
back.
Is, though.
But she keep coming. But
Cardi is a fucking threat to her, and she know it.
Cardi won't
talk about
that bitch out.
She better
her
in the label out her.
She better
buying,
be glad that her and her
one.
Sister wasn't here.
The fuck out of here,
but
man.
You know what? She better be glad that it wasn't her and her sister there. That's what I'm going to say. Nicki better be glad because they would have popped off. Her sister would have popped it off faster than Cardi would have. You know what I'm saying? And they feed off of Cardi and what's her name? What's her name? Champagne? What's the girl's name? Sister. This Hennessy. I'm about to call
her name.
Champagne,
I just know
girl. Listen. Here I go, Champagne. Hennessy, they see her and Cardi feed off of each other. They know when each other is about to jump. They know, you know, they're sisters. They damn near twins, you mind. Them motherfuckers is, you know what I'm saying? They're sisters to the end. Them bitches, you know the Puerto Ricans, how they is. They stick together. You know what I mean? 15 them motherfuckers in a one-bedroom apartment. We already know that Puerto Rican side don't play. You know what I'm saying? And that Puerto Rican side, ain't that her mama that's Puerto Rican and the father is black or some shit? I don't know, but listen.
I don't know.
But they stick together.
I know Nicki ass better stand down. At the end of the day, numbers don't lie. You can't. Come on, you can't refute the numbers. She's smashing her own numbers. You can't. The numbers speak for themselves. All that bullshit, Nicki talking about some. Oh well, you can. They're buying number one sales and albums. No, bitch.
I might be a little confused, but when you come out with a song and you want the airplay, I thought you do have to pay. I didn't think, you know what I'm saying, because like for motherfuckers to play it in their clubs and shit, different shit like that.
It depends on the station, because if you notice a lot of things when they drop new in rotation, they do have something that might be contracted to a certain amount of spins. You know what I'm saying? But people love it. They call and they request and stuff like that. Come on,
they
her base is her.
Yeah.
And she got both sides. She got the Puerto Rican.
But you
got to
understand that girl came out. Nicki came out.
Come on, man.
Nicki came out. I'm not for nothing. We talked about this, I think, on one of the shows before. And I was saying, you know, just like Cardi, yeah, she might have got started, you know, people started noticing her from Love & Hip Hop, you know. But at the end of the day, her music, real true to the career, what's his name? DJ Self wasn't really totally backing that base. He wasn't. He wasn't standing up for her, backing her and all of that. He was, you know, focusing on other people. You know what I'm saying? So she had to take, you know what I'm saying, the business smart. You got to give it to her. She did take that whole money, that strip money, and put that shit away. So she had her some money put to the side. You know what I'm saying? To invest into herself. You can't get mad. That's a hustler. That's a street bitch. The bitch is a thoroughbred. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad at a motherfucker. I'm only speaking about that because I'm a thoroughbred. And I see it for what it really is. You know what I mean? You can't get mad at a motherfucker who is love themselves more than worrying about everybody else loving them. She see her own fucking potential. She got belief in her own motherfucking self. Bitch, you got to take your fucking money and do what you got to do because nobody else give a fuck.
I don't think that's it though. I think her fucking fans are flaming her. I don't think that she's just out here buying the Rolling Stone cover. She's not buying the cover.
But what we're talking about is what Nikki's saying from day one. She's saying from day one how Cardi got her face out there. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, bitch, you wrong for that. Because you know what? Bitch, motherfuckers weren't paying attention to you. You use somebody's motherfucking name. Weezy F, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You use that nigga name. You know what I'm saying? You might not have paid.
Also,
we can't forget.
She stole Lil' Kim's style.
Don't forget, she stole Lil' Kim's style. And don't pay homage to nobody.
But this is my thing. You don't pay homage, but you want somebody to pay homage to you. That girl is not doing it purposely. Cardi's not doing it purposely by even justifying or even, you know, thank you this or thank you that. Because, bitch, you don't do it to nobody else, and she knows this. You gave the girl ammunition. You gave her the power. You know what I'm saying? To treat you like you ain't no fucking body. You know what I'm saying? And then you telling people don't work with her? See, that's that. Listen, we see that in the game all the time.
That's what I think.
She been letting everything go, but motherfuckers still coming back to her. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers know she's the next big thing right now. And it'll be another bitch after her. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It'll be another one in a minute. In about
bigger,
5 years, it'll be another big bitch.
Absolutely.
I seen a video with Remy. I seen a video with Remy and she explained it. She was like, when she stepped in Nikki, because Nikki, I guess she been, you know, doing the same thing, not only to Cardi, but to other people. Remy was like, I stepped to her. And she was like, I ain't give a fuck about all the subliminal shots she doing on records and everything like that and saying she the best, she the number one. You're supposed to feel like that because that's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Exactly.
But when you starting to go, I can't go to award shows because you're trying to cancel me, and I can't go to certain because you're talking bad on me to lift me, to put me down, and put you up there. You know, I got kids. I gotta eat, and you're trying to stop my
mm-hmm.
checks, and you trying to stop me
mm-hmm.
from feeding my kids. That's when I have a problem with the shit. So
exactly.
she been doing little shit, but I don't understand how people even can.
Cardi wasn't speaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this. I give her the utmost respect. She fell back on that shit and really wasn't saying nothing. But you know what? That girl loved one thing for sure and two things for certain. That girl is in love with her baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know she loves all
shit.
What is she doing some dumb shit when it comes to
baby anyway, though?
I don't know
what
the fuck it was. She's saying other – I didn't see it. But other people, it's like
I didn't hear,
somebody
I didn't see it
is something – I didn't see it. You know how they do. They put shit up and take it down. And 100,000 motherfuckers see it, put it up for 5 minutes. Somebody had to screenshot it. So it's on somebody's shit. And somebody else's. Somebody's talking shit about the baby. Now, somebody had to see the baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know what the baby looked like. We done seen the back of the baby head. We done seen the side of the baby head. I think they seen like a hand. And you seen the foot. We know the baby's a dark-skinned baby. We just don't know. Motherfuckers may be saying she's not. I mean, I hope that's not what they're saying. Nothing about a little bitty baby like that. I mean, hey, you know, the ugly baby's an ugly baby. But I doubt seriously that the baby's ugly. You know what I'm saying? I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all never seen it, and you people are probably saying she's not showing the baby because of its looks or something like that. I can imagine. But no, the truth is because the bitch trying to get a check. She know her baby's valuable. Her baby is valuable. She's the hottest thing coming up. And that them boys is that what's his name, that baby daddy, even though he doing all the dirty shit he doing, he fire right now. You know what I'm saying? That baby's valuable. She's not as valuable as Blue Ivy, nowhere near, but the child is valuable. And I don't believe it. She's trying to get – I don't think she's as valuable as Blue Ivy. Because, well, you know what I'm saying, that's Beyonce and Jay-Z. It ain't going to be. That child is not as valuable. You know what I'm saying? But not for nothing, they're slowly introducing her to the world because they want someone to pay for the first videos, first pictures of that child. They can't mm-hmm. take not showing. She wants to show her baby so bad. That's why she's showing little bits, these little pieces of her. You know what I'm saying?
And she'll do that in her own time, in her own right. And,
yeah, and I understand that. But she wants that bag. That baby's valuable. She knows somebody about to pay her for the child.
Times you gotta
be know that.
Hey, my baby got to grow into his nose, his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But my baby's ugly as a motherfucker. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
When they first come out, the first couple months, she's like, I don't know now. It's ugly ass baby. But the baby will grow into its looks. Ain't nobody seen it. We don't know. So basically, don't talk about this girl fucking kid. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen the baby, you better shut your ass up.
They say she's liking some of the horrible comments about her baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's her
she
trying to
say something
nice,
about the baby.
Shit.
So I
she
think
what she
yeah,
doing.
I think she didn't. I don't think she just straight put up, you know what I'm saying, a straight up statement about the baby. I think like somebody might have said some fucked up shit about the baby, and 9 times out of 10 it's probably pertaining to the fact that she hasn't showed the baby, so they probably saying some more horrible shit about the baby looks when you ain't never seen it, just guessing, you know what I'm saying? And Nikki liked it, and most likely she put a little comment somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And Cardi caught that shit, you know what I'm saying? And it was probably a fan who said some more fucked up shit and tagged Nikki in it, and Nikki came, and she threw her little 2 cents, you know. But, bitch, you better shut the fuck up, because that bitch is going to get her. And I'm telling you, a gutter bitch, a back alley gutter bitch will lay low. It's like a rat. That's like a rat. And you back it into a corner, and it'll come out and scratch your fucking eyeballs out. Cardi's going to get Nikki. I'm telling you,
you sit back
and you think. A motherfucker who sit, a gutter bitch, sits back and think about how to do shit to somebody. You know, a motherfucker
mm-hmm.
who ain't had nothing, Cardi still had the gutter in her. She can't help but to keep
going
back
nowhere.
To the project.
That, no amount
this
of money
bitch,
will take
not,
that out of
she's
her.
So instilled into her. You know what I'm saying? Nikki grew up poor and whatever, but Cardi's a gutter
Cardi
bitch.
Cardi came out the mud.
She's a street.
Cardi came out
she
the mud.
She came out the mud, and she just came out a couple days ago. You understand what I'm saying? So
yep.
How you think she going to shake that shit? This bitch is running around here beating everything. She said, wait till I had dropped my baby. She said it. And I'm coming for all you bitches. She that let
and
the motherfuckers know, bitch. Don't
shopping.
Think she's done.
That not. That knock on her fucking head.
That bitch don't give a fuck about
Nikki,
who's suing
baby.
Her. Bitches is suing her. Mother, she don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. She don't care. Bitch, get what you gonna get. You ain't getting in line. Everybody suing me, bitch. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. She married the right one. She gonna get a couple of his dollars to pay it off. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right.
What? Oh, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it make it right. But at the end of the day, if you fuck with a motherfucker, you better be, you know what I'm saying? You should fuck with the right one. See, Remy on paper, she can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Cardi
mm-hmm.
ain't on shit. So you fucked with the right one, you know? And you fucking with a newborn at that? Like, come on, bitch. But she had to nip it in the butt. Mm-hmm. The girl couldn't do nothing because she was pregnant. And all of this bullshit they talking about, okay, I never seen this stuff they saying that the husband, boyfriend, whatever, the baby daddy had his fingers. They said it was a video and he had his hands up Cardi pants or in her upper dress. I never seen it circulating on Instagram or whatever.
Right.
I didn't see the shit circulating. But they don't say what kind of mother, you know what I'm saying? You talking about her mother's skills. Well, at the end of the day, if she was a fuck, I'm saying, I don't know about the sex part because I didn't see it. I can't speak on that part or what his hands was doing or whatever in the video. And I do remember that it was something that she did put something up about mind your business, but you making it everybody's business when you put it on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? That, it is what it is. She can't get mad when everybody's talking about it. But that doesn't mean she's not a good mother. Not being a good mother, I give it to her to stay the fuck home and say, fuck that, I'm not going cross country. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why listen, hold up. That's why she upped the amount that she was even willing to. Her base is like $300,000 to do anything because you have to really pay her to get her away from her baby because she want to spend time with her baby, and I understand that. I respect that. You can't get mad at that. So if you can pay the cost to be the boss, to do what you got to do. But anyway, we got to hit a quick break and come back and get into them honey dip thoughts, man. We going to go ahead, and I'm going to do that Lone Star J. They mad. We be right back. Get into them honey dip thoughts. Let's go. Lone Star J. They mad. She mad.
They mad, they mad, they mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, they mad. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. Mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. Bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. Mad and I love it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat will freeze a nigga, that's cold-blooded. Let me in the game, that it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
That was that Lone Star J. They mad. You tuned in with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dow House Radio. Honey Dip, what you thinking, Mom? What's going on in that brain of yours?
So the last time we was on 2 weeks ago, was it? That was 2 weeks ago. Well, I started seeing a little somebody. Not seeing them, but dealing with them a little bit there, whatever. You know, what we was talking about, him wanting to go out. And, you know, I thought go out, but we ended up going, you know, to his house or whatever. I've known this person like more than that, since he knew me since I was a little girl. He's a little, just a little bit older than me. And, you know what I'm saying? He cool peoples or whatever. But he can't eat no pussy.
Like, you go. You go.
Like, this the deal breaker. This the deal breaker, yo. And I keep trying to be nice just due to the fact, like I said, I don't remember, you know, I'm going to keep it real because he be listening to the shows too. Y'all know I don't give a fuck. The first time that we talked about this particular person, I was in a car with him while I was doing a goddamn show. He know I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And he already knew. He tries. The first time he tried, he was looking, you know, like under the stomach, but at the top where your hair grow, before you just even into the lips. What the fuck is you doing? I was mad as fuck. That's annoying. What are you doing? So, you know what I'm saying? I went home, and I had an attitude. I understand. I stayed the night because it was late. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We watched TV or whatever. You know, he cooked. Cook real good. He's a professional cook. I know him, but it's different things that I started recognizing and I realized. Like, I don't like a liar.
And if you start off lying to me just to get my fucking attention, bitch, you don't think I'm going to pull that shit? I dissect him. Every time we together, I pick things out of him. And I let him know. Like, the, you know what I'm saying? The same way that you try to get me again is the same way to keep me. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I come with rule books. You know what I mean? I don't play that bullshit. You know, but my graphic designer be talking about some, and motherfucker got too much work to do to get with the fuck with you. You're goddamn right, because I feel like I want the best. You know what I'm saying? And for sure, one thing for sure and saying for certain, you're going to need to have some goddamn money if you want me to commit. You know what I'm saying? Because then that means that you want me to stop doing a whole lot of extra things that I do. What I'm not going to do is fall back from who I am, and that's Miss Honey Gift. You know what I'm saying? And every right. any nigga that deals with me knows that because I worked so hard to make that brand. You knew who you was coming to fuck with. You knew what type of bitch I am. You know I got a big ass motherfucking mouth and I'm not going to shut the fuck up. You know this when you get with me. Mm-hmm. He don't do nothing. He bites his lip. And you know why? Because he wants me so bad. And this is a motherfucker who don't fuck with big girls. He don't fuck with big girls. And he don't fuck with his only black women that I know of him messing with is them baby mamas. He like the white bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my.
But like he said
okay.
yesterday, I brought it up because he has family, you know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of his family has passed away. You know what I'm saying? And he's going through like that emotional thing. And me knowing him and him knowing my mother's side of the family, you know what I mean? He is actually like my oldest daughter used to call him uncle. My oldest daughter's father and him used to be friends. But that was a long time ago. They are not friends. My oldest daughter's father went to prison over this motherfucker because of some beef that they had. You know what I'm saying? The beef got really drastic. You know what I'm saying? But years ago, I've been guessing creeping or whatever. Me and my oldest daughter's father went together. And I don't remember fucking with him. I remember him always being there. I should have knew if I couldn't remember that she wasn't no good. If you can't remember about it, I don't give a damn how many years ago it was. If you can't remember about it, that's to tell you someone right.
Bro, level up.
You know
level
what I'm
up.
Saying? I said I had to be drunk because I used to drink heavy. You know, like 19, 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? I used to be drinking all the motherfucking time, throwing them bitches back on a daily basis. That's before my stomach became weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I drink now, but shit, girl, listen, when I tell you. So I had to been drunk back then. And he was like always on the passenger side back in the day.
Even if you fuck, even if you shitty, if you, it's nice, you gonna remember it. If it's the shitty, you gonna remember that.
Yo, I don't remember none of that shit. That motherfucker tell me everything. I just be looking at him. But anyways, me knowing him, I can trust to be around him. And I have to remind him, I'm not that bitch who I was before. I'm ruthless now. You know what I'm saying? And all he keeps saying is just don't cut me.
Savage.
Because I cut the shit out of my oldest daughter's father. Cut that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? So that's all he keeps saying is just don't cut me. Just don't cut me. Bitch, don't do nothing. You ain't got to worry about getting cut. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean cut him loose. I mean slicing and dicing.
And then the nigga have all them Ginsu knives around. He a chef. She be to pick one up and... try to fillet your motherfucking ass, bro. You better watch it.
Listen,
and learn how to eat the box, dog.
So listen, the second time. So I had a conversation with him about, you know what I'm saying, about the way he, you know, kissing the baby, you know, rocking the little man in the boat and all of that he ain't doing correctly. We had a conversation about it or whatever. And you know, I know that he has some situations. I was concerned before we even did it. You know, he busy talking, and you know, I'm zooming in on his lips. Before that first time, the first day that when he was cooking and stuff, and I was like, okay, shitty, bitch, fat. I'm a fat motherfucker. You cooking too? Okay, you look kind of cute in the kitchen. Better somebody else in that kitchen than me. I'm not helping with nothing. I'm a visitor. You know what I'm saying? So I came right out and asked him before he even did it that first time. You not even looking?
What he's trying to say?
You know
what did he say?
Because I was concerned because part of his injury that happened with my oldest daughter's father, it fucked his on one side of his mouth up. You know what I'm saying? He has some serious surgery. You can't tell. He has one little mark. You can't even tell, like, to the point that it messed with the bone and all type of shit. It was a bottle involved. It was all type of shit. They really went through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it was out of town. It didn't even happen here in Buffalo. It happened out of town. So, not for nothing. So, of course, that's going to be my first thing. Do you know how to do this? You know what I'm saying? Is it going to be a problem? Because if it is, I suggest you get to exercising so you can be ready. You know what I'm saying? So, he was like, nah, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Oh, I was like, okay. Shit. So that's when I found out he wanted to lick it, be licking on the top, you know. And I'm a fat bitch, so you know you got to move the belly a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you, what is you licking? So I was like, okay, that's enough of that. So, you know, I have to return the favor the correct way. This motherfucker gone now. Gone. When I say gone,
may I?
Gone.
Did we decide we was gonna call him Mister? Okay, yeah. Okay,
I call
so
him Sir.
Mister.
I be called Mister
okay.
or Sir, whatever. But yeah.
Okay, either one, Mister Sir. If you listening to this or you're anywhere in here, yeah, I would suggest you grab one of those sex dolls and get to practicing.
Wait, the second time, I was trying to figure out. He gonna tell me I practice. Well, what you practice on? I practiced because he kept trying to get me for like 3 or 4 days, and I was cussing him out every fucking day because I had an attitude about the way he was doing it. He kept trying to move you. I want you to come over. So finally, I go. He picked me up right after I got off of work. I went over there. So he cooking again or whatever. We eat, you know, so on and so forth. We, you know, I'm on my computer because, you know, I'm trying to do work and stuff. You know, no matter where I'm at, I'm still trying to work. So he done set up everything. Now he really playing Mr. Husband, you know, Mr., you know, all of that, you know, Belvedere. He's doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? So we get into bed or whatever. He trying again. He keep asking now. He won't stop. He keep asking. He keep asking. You know what I'm saying? So he turned his head. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your head? And why is your elbow in this big ass thigh? That shit hurt. I got mad as hell. And I'm like, and I guess he feel like I'm taking too long. But bitch, all you got to do is work on this one. He was down there in the right place. But don't, why you got your head turned to the side? What the bitch, if you don't just come head on to this motherfucker, even straight up to it. Just put your mouth right there. All of this, turn your head to the left. What the fuck is going on? The top of your head is pushing in one leg and your elbow. And why is your elbow in here?
Oh, my God.
What the
God,
fuck is going on?
Serious?
And it don't help that his bed is extra soft. So I'm a fat motherfucker. When I sit down to bed, kick the bitch cave in a little bit, okay? I'm fat. So you know this ass put a dick print in some shit. Motherfucker, if you don't, we need to put some pillows, some bricks. What we need to do to lift my ass up from this tent?
It's like, tell them it's like swimming. You got to go, and then you got to go to the
Yo,
side, come off that quick breath, and
here.
Go back in the water, bruh.
Listen, my daughter and her girlfriend saved my life today. I like him. I really, really do. He's funny. You know what I'm saying? He get along with kids or whatever. He always got along with kids. So he always been a person that, you know what I'm saying, was that you know, he's a good role model for children. He always really has. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
But what the, okay, that's for them. What about me? The fuck? And I was like, okay, the first time of having sex, I was like, okay, why is dick ain't getting all the way hard? Like, what the fuck is going on? I guess because he was hypnotized with these lips. And that's all he was asking for. He go tell me, well, shit. When he heard me, so I had a conference call, you know what I'm saying, about a booking. And it was a booking for it, and I had to put a price on it. He was like, you need to up that $1,500 more. I had the product. I was like, motherfucker, you really crazy. You know what I'm saying? You really crazy. So I just overlooked it. You know what I mean? So now, like today, he was like, well, I'm just bored and lonely. Why don't you come to the house? But you got all your family here from out of town. Ain't no need for that. And then if I got to go, I got to work myself out. Like, it's okay every now and then you throw, you know, you play, you know, do this, that, and the other. You change shit up, you know, in a relationship. But this ain't no relationship. And I shouldn't be changing shit up. We just got started. That's what motherfucker been dealing with each other for, you know, straight 10, 15 years. You know, you got to spice that shit up. But the fuck this on? We only fucked twice. Why I'm spicing it up already? Shit. I'm mad as hell about that tongue action. Like, Hey. And I keep telling dude, all you gotta do is focus on the little man in the boat, the little bitch in the boat, whatever you wanna call that motherfucker. Cause I might quit is really small, so you have to get this bitch, you gotta make her get up. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
It's a preemie.
Yes, I have a newborn baby, Clint. Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? But when she come out and she start peeking under them from under them blankets, it's on the pop. You know what I'm saying? Can we get something to somebody to peek? Say peek-a-boo, something? Fucking elbows in here and shit. Like, I was mad about that shit. I was really mad.
I just can't with y'all, man. Look, man, we boys the men, we at the end of the road, man. Y'all off the chain, man. Look, go ahead and drop them handles. Let them know how to get in touch with you if they want you.
All right, so it's Niecy Honey Dip on everything. NEESE Honey with an Y DIP XXX@yahoo.com. Or you can, if you have a booking, a hosting, or whatever gathering you want me to appear at, you hit Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com and he will get right back to you and we can get this popping. And I'm there with bells. I'm ready to hit the road. So, like I said, Niecy Honey Dip on Instagram, Honey Dip on Twitter, Niecy Honey Dip on Facebook. And also remember to follow and keep up with my show, Honey's After Hours Spot, every Saturday at 11:45.
Word. Yo, it's your boy Rap Story. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez, and also my fan Facebook, The Resurrection of Hip Hop, Rap Story, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit up my Twitter, Rapstore412. Hit up YouTube, Rapstore412. SoundCloud, Rapstore. What else? My Instagram. You can hit me up at Rapstore, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You already know what it is, man. I got something cooking coming up musically shortly, so stay tuned.
Absolutely. They waiting. Hey, we had a ball. We thank everybody that tuned in. We missed y'all. We hope y'all missed us. We see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel right here on Dot House Radio, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Rap Star 412 going to take us out with that Mona Lisa. Hey, Mr. Sir, you better get that breath throw popping. We out.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listening, me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and Mona, you a worthy. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style, and mommy, you a work. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it man. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game, and you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation from my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
Dollhouse Radio. I'll talk no filter. We out.